Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Amy Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O. As you know, Ms. Serrano has been evaluated previously by Dr. Paharia and others. Appeared his report of 8/17/18 incorporates the petitioner's early course of treatment and will be inserted as marked. Appeared in the paragraph, Ms. Serrano is a 51-year-old woman who reports she injured her left knee at work on 2/9/13. Appeared she was pushing and turning a medication chart and twisted her left knee. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the knee, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She is not currently receiving active treatment. Period. She admits to having a lateral release procedure on this knee as a child. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding on 2/2/17, she received an order approving settlement for 60% of the leg due to the residuals of post-traumatic internal derangement and patellofemoral pain syndrome, necessitating additional surgery on 5/31/13, comma total knee replacement on 12/23/14, comma synovectomy, comma on 6/17/15, revision of the total left knee on 9/22/15, and manipulation and cortisone injection on 12/30/15. Paired respondent received an Abdullah credit of 45% of the left leg for her prior pathology. Paired, new paragraph. This will supplement the summary we've already obtained. Period, she saw Dr. Paharia on 8/10/18. Period. He noted from his previous report on 8/22/16, she alleged an injury to her left knee as a result of a work incident on 2/9/13. She was pushing a cart into a closet, comma, turned the cart, comma, and felt a pop in her left knee. Period. Since her previous evaluation, the case went to court and was settled on 2/2/17. Period, since then, she saw Dr. Lipschultz on 10/2/17 and advised that she return to her prior orthopedist, Dr. Jane, J-A-I-N. Period, she did not do so because she was in school and Dr. Jane did not take her insurance. Period, she had one visit with Dr. Lipschultz on 10/30/17 and was released from care. Period, since Dr. Paharia's previous exam, she continued working through December 26 and then returned to school. Period, she did not lose any additional time from work due to this incident. Period. He performed an exam and cited various records that he reviewed that will be inserted as marked. But ultimately, Dr. Paharia offered an assessment of 27% partial permanent disability referable to the left leg. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal and open surgical scars above the left knee. Period. Anteriorly, there was a longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches in length. Period. The intralateral aspect of the left knee was a 2-inch longitudinal scar. Period. On the inframedial aspect was an oblique scar measuring 1 3/4 inches in length. Period. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus. Period. Motion of the left knee was just short of full at 130 degrees with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was mildly tender at the supramedial aspect of the left knee, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal. limber cycle. She was able to walk on her heels without difficulty. Pearcey walked fluidly on her toes, but complained of left knee pain while doing so. Pearcey changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees, complaining of left knee pain. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 2-9-13, Amy Serrano injured her left knee while pushing a cart into a medical room. Period. She initially received conservative care, culminating in surgery. Period. On 2-2-17, she received an order approving settlement. Pearcey then saw Dr. Lipschultz and Dr. Jane. Period. Dr. Paharia offered an assessment of permanency, as did Dr. Diamond. Period. On 8-19-19, she submitted to additional surgery to be inserted here. Pearcey followed up with Dr. Chin, C-H-I-N, in pain medicine for 4-13-20. Period. She had ongoing monitoring by Dr. Jane through 5-16-19. Period. New paragraph to current exam. Ms. Serrano found that she had minimally reduced range of motion at the left knee without crepitus. Period. There was crepitus with full range of motion on the right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were unremarkable. Period. She ambulated without intelligent or an assisted device. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. New paragraph. Frankly, I would offer much less than did Dr. Paharia, but will likely mimic his assessment here. And we'll insert that as marked. And that is the end.